Alright, good morning. I'm going to say in Daf Kuf Yud Bet. I'm just going to start at the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're still in our Kaya, eh? Matty says that we're in our Kaya. Kaya, I saw, I heard it right there. They got specials on this week. It's Kaya week or something. So, free advert for Kaya. If you want to buy Kaya, now's your week. Okay. I'm Rabbi Chizkia, Mishum Abaya. So now, we had yesterday the case of these two Amoraim who stood on the other side of the bridge. And they each one say different things. The Gemara says, sums up, Amar Chizkia Mishum Abaya, Hilchita. Here comes the halacha, which we learned yesterday. Dagim Shalu Bekara, Mutar Lochlan Bekutach. Okay, now, I felt a little bad with myself. I'm not sure if I explained sufficiently the idea of Nat Bar Nat. So I want to go over it one more time, and I hope that it'll be a little bit clearer now. What we said over here, we said, and this is a case of Nat Bar Nat Leteira, right? So we've got fish that came out of a roasting pan, they were just cooked and they're boiling hot. And you put them into a bowl that had been previously used with meat, right? And now it's hot. So what happens is the heat of the fish draws the meat that was balu, absorbed into the walls of the pot, of the bowl, right? And now they're going to mix up with the fish. They eat that fish with kutach, and kutach is milchik. So why isn't the fish meat? We said if the meat and the fish were cooked together, touching each other one to one, it would become meat. The fish would be like meat, but yet here we see it's not in, is not meat. It's not even cheskat basari. You eat it with milk. So we have to understand what nut bar nut is, because what's happening here is, remember, we also saw previously the Morsel Rashi, I think, said it, that if we had cooked boiled milk in that pot, then the milk would be basar v'chalav, probably basar v'chalav. What would happen then? The meat would have gone from the pot into the milk. Would have come out of the pot straight into the milk, correct? Because the milk is liquid in the pot. But what's happening here is, Adam, Steve, Rupert, Scott. Okay. Okay. Now I've got a clear view of you, Adam. Right. So now what's happening here is, I'm just summarizing quickly the nut by nut from yesterday. So what's happening here is with the fish, if this is our bowl, okay, the meat is coming out of the bowl into the top of the bowl here. The fish is in the bowl as well. So the meat is coming out of the bowl, and it's in the bowl, the meat. Now, that meat that comes out of the bowl isn't coming out of the bowl into the fish. It's coming out of the bowl into the bowl, so to speak. Now, if the fish touches it, the way that the Achor explains it, basically it's lost its koach of meat to now to corrupt the meat. Okay, because God, it's like it's from inside the pot to the pot, now from the pot on the pot to the fish. That's already another level which is no longer got enough strength to corrupt the meat. If it had gone straight from the pot into the milk, it would have made the milk dry. Okay, so that's nut bar nut. It's the noten time of the child of noten time. Okay, it's basically like once removed. Okay, so that's what we saw there. So dagim shalu bakara mutalacham kudach. Tznon, right? Tznon is a radish, right? We'll see now in a second that what's important about the tznon, because the tznon is charif, we saw it's very spicy, right? Sharp. Shechatach v'abasim, you cut it with a meat knife. Asur lochlo bekutach. That tznon, that radish that you cut with the knife, the meat knife, that radish becomes meat. Right? So it's not, we don't have the case of nut bar nut. Right now, look at the Gemara. Vahani mili tznon. This applies specifically to radishes. Why? The agav churfei bala. Okay, now we're starting and we'll cook your bit.
So it's irrelevant if that...
Onion.
No, or that radish was in a pot. Instead of the fish, the radish was inside the pot.
Right, if the radish was a pot, it would probably be the same, right? Because
it's the same as cutting.
No. Cutting, we'll see. Cutting is different. There are a couple of things happening in cutting we're going to get to in a second. I'll see in the background. Cutting, there's firstly it's charif, and secondly it's what's called duchta de sakina. We'll see it just now. That by you cutting it, that pressure of the knife, together with the charifut of the radish, that those two things basically work like as a chemical reaction, so to speak. This is wrong with the Gemara. We're going to come to it. Right, so the agav churfei bala, the radish, because it's very charif, it absorbs. Right, aval kishut, but now if it's a kishut. Now, the kishut of here we're speaking about is not a cucumber. Kishuim in Hebrew are What's a kishu? It's not that. We're talking here more like an English cucumber. What the Gemara is speaking about here. This is more what we're speaking about. Melafafon angli, agdolim.
Ah, okay.
Right? I looked it up. Right? So it says about kishut. If it's like that, we'll see the Rashi in a second. Gari lebei paske v'achil. Okay, you can just basically scratch off like the very outer that, like, you know, imagine a green cucumber's got that like green on the outside. With your finger, you just scratch it off. It actually is not connect klipa. Now, remember we saw the other day, we saw hadacha and klipa. Remember we had the other day? I think on Daf Kuf. On Daf Kuf Yud, I think, on Daf Kuf, we had the hadacha or klipa. And we saw the hadacha was one, sometimes you wash things, and sometimes you actually got to scrape off klipa. Klipa is like the actual outer layer. You got to cut the layer out. Here we're speaking about much less than a clipper. It's just gari, just to basically scratch off where the knife, where you cut, on the area you cut. Okay, so that is, we'll see the Rashi in a second. So, tznon is basa. Kishut is good enough just to scratch off, we'll see in a second. And kilche, v'achil kilche, and kilche delifta, and now lefet here is a turnip, right? Now, turnip, we had this before, okay? We'll discuss a couple of vegetables here. If we're talking about turnips here, if you're using the kilchad lifter, that's like the greens, right? The greens. That's fully muta. Now look at Rashi quickly. Kishut. Why is a kishut, this like cucumber we're talking about, not a problem? Rashi says, metukahi, because sweet. So there's no charif, there's no spicy, there's no, how do you say charif in English? Spicy? Sharp. Right. The eina nivla betocha, doesn't it, and therefore it doesn't absorb anything. These are very important musagim. Okay, let's spend a bit of time on the Russian. The eina nivla betocha doesn't absorb it. Ela hashamnunit, but this fat on the knife, you got this like meaty fat on the knife. What happens? Tzaf. It just floats. Vomed amakom achetech, and it just sits on the place where you cut it. So the fat will come off the knife onto this cucumber. But it's not going to be absorbed in because there's nothing, no spice, like the charif foot of an onion, let's say, or of a radish, to suck it in. Hilchach says Rashi, gari lebei paske. That's why you can just catch it off. It explains Rashi what it means. What does it mean? Lemakom chatach, at the place where you cut, gorer ma'at pesakin, take a knife. It's like, okay, I'll see my finger now, but probably even if you just scratch it off a little bit. Vachil, af bekutach, even with kutach, even with milk, no problem whatsoever. Hilchach, now Rashi says like this. Dagim sha'alu b'ka'ara, fish that came out of the bowl like we saw that was from a hot frying pan into a bowl where the meat was, mutar le'ochlan b'kutach k'nama, like we said. Why? De'ei noten tam haba min ha'mamash. You see that? There's no tam in ha'mamash. Like you put a piece of meat on the fish. It's lost as mamashut. It was meat absorbed into the walls of the pot, which now came out of the walls of the pot. It's not mamash anymore. Ela noten tam haba min noten tam. The stam kara, he says, because Rashi says a rule, you want to believe, that a regular bowl, mekanchinota mishumana karusha lea mishum mius. You're not going to leave. We're not talking about a case where you use that bowl for meat and it's all the gravy and the fat of the meat left over. Now sticking your fish in it. You washed it. We're talking about what's balua inside the walls of the pot. Aval sakin, the bach takes out the lamed. Aval sakin, a knife. Right? Pamim shashamnunit karush alav erunikar. Sometimes you've got a bit of fat that's dried up on the knife and you don't even notice it. Ukeshechotech betznon, when you cut the radish, right? Have a noten tam haba min hamamash. It's the meat on the knife, that fatty meat on the knife going straight into the radish. It's not going into the pot and out of the pot into the radish. It's going into the radish from the knife. Right? V'od. No. So there's three things happening here. Firstly, the meat is proper meat. It's mamash. No. That's number one. Then the od de mishum chorfei. Now because it's charif, baletfei midagim rotchim. It absorbs more than cooked boiling hot fish. Okay. The agav now says Rashi. Here comes like the sandwich, which makes it all happen. The agav duchke de sakina because of the pressure of the knife as you like cut into that radish. Palit sakina. Okay, the knife basically makes it like splatters open the snon, so to speak, and now it's ready to absorb the fat. So there are three things happening here with the radish. You've got real meat, it's mamashut, not nut bar nut. Mm. It's the sharpness of the fruit of the vegetable itself, which has the, and you're cutting it open, you're creating that, facilitating this whole transaction to reaction to take place. Okay, so that is a very nice summary there.
But it's only because it's relish.
Absolutely, we just said, we said, but if it's a cucumber, you don't have to worry. Only because it's relish, because it's spicy. We need three things here. One of them have to be, and it have to be very harif. Like an onion would be the same thing.
But if the knife was hot.
If the knife was hot.
And I had a cucumber.
And a cucumber, what do we care?
But
Rashi never said anything about heat over here. We said there are three things we worry. We need that the vegetable itself has to be a spicy vegetable that sucks in. There's the pressure of the knife and it's mamashut. Never said heat.
It's cold, but when it's hot,
according to the Gemara over here, it's the sweetness or the spiciness of the vegetable which absorbs, not the heat, when it comes to that. Okay.
So also, the knife has to be, can't be 100% clean.
It's got to be meat on it. If the last 100% clean, there's no problem.
If the knife 100% clean, but has been used, then you don't feel
nothing. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Right. Or maybe because he says sometimes there's sham on it, you can't see it. So therefore, don't make assumptions.
If it was clean.
But it was a perfectly spotless clean knife out of the dishwasher, you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold, especially. Their hot might be a problem. I don't know.
For a kishua, but for not for a kishua, radish.
Not for a radish. Okay. Now let's carry on. Lifta. Lakilche kalachim. Right? That's like the greens, I think, on the leafy parts of it, of lifta. Lefet eino charif. See that? Lefet is not charif. Elamatok. Ve'ein tam shuman nikarbo. Right? So therefore, that's why it says it's completely not a problem, and it's shari. Now, the Gemara says, the silka... Asiri. Silka over here, right, we'll see that Rashi, I wasn't quite sure what silka was. And I looked at this Gemara, it didn't help because it said over here, I didn't see that. But Rashi, later on, says Tered. So I just assumed, I even wrote here Tered. Look at this. Rashi here says Tered. You see, Selek is usually beetroot. Selek in Hebrew is beetroot. Beetroot. That's selik. That's what I'm saying. But Rashi says here, look here. Rashi says here, the silka siri, lefi she noten tam bahen. Right? If it's beets, if it's selik, now look here. Ve'i patach behu de lifta. But if you first cut a knife, you first cut with your knife lifta, like we just saw the lifta shari, and then you went and you cut the selik, it would be okay. Look at Rashi. Ve'i patach behu de lifta. Arvan. You switched around. Shechatach achat shel lefet va'achat shel tardin. See, Rashi puts there tardin, teret. That's why I realized you're talking about teret. Okay. Halefet mevatel tam hashamnunit min hasakin. So what you can see, that you already cleaned it off once. You've got rid of that shamnunit on the knife the first time you cut the lefet. That was equivalent to cleaning it. Ve'ein atardin, the spinach, mekablin tam hemenu. Now take a second quickly look at Rabbeinu Gershom there, about 10 lines into Rabbeinu Gershom. Ve'i patak ba'ehu delift, he says, klomar, sakin shechatach ba'basar, you cut a knife, use a knife to cut meat. Ve'kodem shenechtach silka, before you cut the selek, chatach bo delifta, demash haya bo tam basar besakin hevira lifta, harechen shari lemifzeke salka u'michle bekutach. Then you can use it to eat, you could to cut your selek with, even though the silk on its own, you can't, if you had done it first time around, it would be like the radish, like the tznon. If you cut something that was mutar to cut, like a leafy vegetable beforehand, but you cleaned off the shaman, then you can go and use that knife for anything. Okay, so there's your answer, David. It's a clean knife, ain't got a problem. Yeah, even if it was a dirty knife.
Even with radish.
Even with radish. Clean knife, sure. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, so those are the shapidami. It's really fine. Bau mina Rav Dimi mi Rav Nachman, Bau la anuche kade de milcha gabe kade de chamcha. I said, what would happen now? New question: is your father not joining us?
He's still
there. Okay. Ma hu la anuche kade. If you what would be the aloche ye ask Rav Nachman? If you leave like a barrel of salt next to a barrel of chamcha. Look at Rashi here. What's chamcha? Kutach. Okay, like a milchik dish. Now, what's our concern here? Yeah? This is a big amount. We talk about huge quantities of salt here. Yeah? Because remember, you'd be salting the meat. We're not talking about a salt cellar. Talk about like a big barrel of a pot of a bowl or whatever, a barrel of salt. He says, "Why? What's the chashash here? Look at Rashi. Mi chashinan? Are we concerned? Shemi yipol bin akutach b'melach? That maybe some of the kutach would fall into the salt. And now what's going to happen? V'hu lo yada. He won't know. V'yimlochu imenu k'derat basar. They're going to take that big bowl of salt and throw it over the meat to kasha the salt, to kasha the meat. And what do we got here? We've got basically salt full of kutach." And what did we say? We said that the melicha is like reticha. You're going to basically cook meat and milk. Mm-hmm. You're going to asa the meat. Okay, that's the question. So Amar Lei Asur said, Asur, you can't do it. Right, so he says, okay. And the chalamai, right, if we've got a barrel of chalam, remember chal is vinegar, remember chalam ben yayin, chalam ben chamra, remember we had that case with marukva, chalam bar chamra. Right? Chala? Chala is vinegar. Right? So what about the chalama? If you've got a barrel of vinegar, why? What would be the story? Right? Look at Rashi explains here. Derech latayt chometz toch atavshul. I would commonly put vinegar into the cook. Right? So micha shina anshemi yipol min akutach b'chometz. So vinegar was a common part to use. I don't know, maybe it was like a bit of a, what do you call it? Meshamer. What's it called?
Preservative.
Right? V'yachzor v'itayim into the tavshul. Same idea. You're not going to realize that your vinegar is full of kutach and you're going to then go stick it into a pot of meat. Mm-hmm. Right? So he says, what? Amalei shari. It's mutar. So he says, the salt with the kutach is asur, next to each other. But the kutach and the vinegar is mutar. So he says, ma taima, ma shna. What's the difference? And we've seen this answer before, by the way. Look how he says to him. Remember, this is Rav Nachman, eh? Shabbat says, before I answer you, lechi teichul ala kura de milcha. Look at Rashi, yeah? He says, "Keshetimdod li alei kur shel melach b'schari." Go and bring me a kur of melach that for my payment. And I explain to you what's going on here. You don't have free lunches here, mate. You want another halacha? Bring me my kur of melach.
Right?
That's what I call salary.
So what?
Salary.
Right?
People used to get paid in salt.
In salt. Yeah, sure. My timer. Right. So what's the reason? So now, obviously, he brought in the salt. And he's that happy man. He's to give me the answer. Right, okay, people used to get paid in salt, but let's be honest, it's pretty strange. You come ask a rabbi, a shayla, and he says, "Give me my salt before I give you the answer to the shayla." I mean, we haven't seen it too often. You know, it's still something to discuss. Probably a bit of a humor here. I imagine that it's a joke. Is there any comment, any notes there that say anything? Was it a humor?
When you've thought about it long enough, then to eat a core of salt, you will know the reason.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
what? What do you say?
Says a core is a large measure equal to 30 seah. This is a light-hearted expression frequently used by
the
Rav Nachman.
There we are. It must be a joke. It makes sense. There we are. I realize. I'm asking. It's assumed. But look, there's all Rashi's there, Bach.
If you pay me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It seems like it's a joke. Because look here, Michael, that's strange. Michael's got a different version there. He's going to say that this is a, if you wait a period of time. That's not Rashi. That must be somebody else. Rashi says, Rashi's Pashut. Rashi says, Keshetim dodli alea kur shomelach. Okay, but you must have somebody else.
Then he went and he explained it right away.
Yeah, he explained it away. Absolutely right. So he said, "My time." What's the reason? So he says, "Hi, ite isura beinai. This is, you can see the isura. It's noticeable. V'hai leite isura beinai. Look at Rashi. Yeah, what's going on over here? He says, "Ha kutach hanofel b'melach. When kutach, when he said kutach was asur to leave it next to the salt, right? He said, when you got the kutach next to the melach, near evenikar." You can, it's noticeable straight away. You can see because it's kutach mibnei shu'av. It's like it's very thick. It's not watery. Velo batil, and it's not mevatel. Aval kutach anof. That's when it falls into salt. Aval kutach anof el b'chometz. But kutach that falls into vinegar. Leitei b'ayna, it dissolves. You can't see it. V'tame nami lo yahiv kutach b'chometz. Doesn't give any taste to the chometz. It's completely annulled in the chometz. So therefore, you can't see it's got no taste. So therefore, what do we care? It doesn't make the vinegar milchik.
Yeah.
It's batel completely. Well, the kutach is not batel, and it's ba'ayin, it's mamashut. So when you pour that into the meat, it's going to be a problem. Look at Rabbi Gershom here again quickly. He says, yeah. He says, klomar b'melach ita isura ba'ayna, with the salt. Val b'chal vinegar later isura ba'ayna. Why? Dinim as. Bechal, it's completely melted in, absorbed into the vinegar. Yeah, melach shulchani, right. It'll probably be also no. The contrary, the melach would melt into the kutach.
Okay.
And the kutach would stay milchik, and then it would still be a problem. Here we're saying that the kutach na mes b'tocha vinegar. It's the other way around. Okay. Let's carry on. Okay. Ha'u bar gozla. So there was this chicken, right, or a bird of some kind. Chick. Right? De nafa lekare de chamcha. That fell into a barrel of this kutach. Now, shariyai rav chinen eberei derava mipashonia. So rav chinen eberei derava mipashonia, he said it was mutar. Right? Rashi says, "Afal pi shakutach maliachu." It fell into this kutach. Even the kutach was salty. He still allowed it. Now, what would be ahava bin that is a problem? The kutach is salty, and therefore the malicha is reticha, right? And therefore, it's as if it basically it was very salty. We could say that the salt basically cooked it in the milk. Now we've got a case of basar v'chalav cooked together. That could be a problem. Amar Rava. So Rava says like this: "Man chakim le mishrei ki hai gavnu." Who's so clever? He was able to matir with such a way. He loved Rav Chinina Berei, Rav Mipashona. Must have been Rav Chinina Berei. He's a brilliant guy. He's the guy. Right? Why? What's the svara? Kasavar, because he understood. Ki ama Shmuel maliach reyu kerotach keroteach. We've been quoting this all the time. When Shmuel said that melicha is like cooking, like boiling hot, and therefore it's cooking. We learned this early on at Daf Tzadik Vavri. We've had it a few times in Gefer stuff as well. Hani Mili, when is that? Hani Mili, interesting, amazing limitation here on this halacha. He said, when do we say that melicha is like reticha? If it's so salty that it's inedible, you can't eat it, it's so salty. That level of melicha is reticha. Aval hai kutcha, harei necha machmat malcho. But this kutach, it's salted enough. We eat it, that level of saltiness. We eat it because that salty doesn't bother us. We eat it. It's nice. It's tasty. We want the salt in it. That level of saltiness, when it's edible saltiness, is not reticha. So therefore, when that bar gozla fell into the kutach, the salt wasn't enough to create a case of cooking here. Therefore, we just slap out the bar gozla, chuck it out, and the kutach's fine. There was no... But obviously, you got to... Or you could eat... Wash the bar gozla. Both. You could do both. It was neither of them are a problem. Yeah. Right, but he carries on. He says like this. Aval hai kutcha. So he says aval hai kutcha. Malcho v'hani mili. And again, limited some more. V'hani mili chai. That's when it's raw. Now I did see, by the way, and there's a bit of a machloket here, Rishonim, on how to understand this chai and tzali. Is chai? We're going to read it like the pshat that I understood. That chai is raw and tzali is cooked. Chai could be cold and tzali could be hot. Because the machloket Rishonim how to understand this chai and tzali. But let's say that chai is raw. About tzali, if it's cooked, by klipa. But if this bar gozla was a cooked bar gozla, so the cooking would have made it a bit more absorbent. Would have been more susceptible, more whatever, to absorbing. And then you would have to do a klipa. Would have cut off the outer layer of the bar gozla, and then you could eat it. Look at Rashi there. Where's the clipper? Milamala saviv. You see that? All around the whole chicken. Ve'i it by pili. And if it's got pili, we'll say that means kule asu. The whole chicken's asu. What's pili? Bekaim. Like cracks in it. V'hut salim. Talk about a roasted chicken, a cooked chicken. Lo sagide beklipa. It's not good enough clipper. Lifi sheboleya derech hanekavim v'kulo asur. If it's got holes in it, basically it's been cooked and it's all prickled, opened up, whatever, then it's absorbent and you can't use it. But bottom line is, if it's not, and it was raw, and it was the kutach was edible kutach, so the amazing halacha over here, which we see now, the concept, the definition of melicha keroticha, right, is not always. It has to be a level where it's inedible, right? And when you salt meat to kasher it, you pour a ton of salt over it, you can't take that meat and eat it. Right, that would be melicha lakritich.
But the kutach can eat that either.
But the kutach is edible. So kutach, we eat kutach. So since we eat kutach, even though it's very salty.
But in this case.
In this case, the kutach you eat. Why not?
If
it was, I think the kutach had a problem. It's the chicken that's absorbing, it's boleya. The chicken's not polet anything.
Because the salt pushes.
But I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you...
I guess it doesn't say.
And he goes further. Ve'i metabel betavlin. And if it's spiced, right, I think it's this chicken as well. Hatavlin shnit bashlu imo, right, the spice that this chicken was cooked with, merakachinoto softens it, v'noach ligvloa, and it becomes very easy to absorb. It was like thirsty. Basically, what he's saying is that the chemical reaction, because it's been cooked, it's dry, and now any liquid the sort of absorbs it straight in. See, it wasn't polet, so I don't think we got a problem with the kutach. Okay, so that is interesting locha over there. Kulasu Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now a new locha, right? We're still busy with Rav Nachman. This is the name of Shmuel. Rav Shmuel Kikar. It's interesting locha. Kikar shechatach aleh basa. If you've got a piece of bread and you cut a piece of meat over the bread, right? You basically was on the table. You held the meat in your hand and you went like this and you cut it and blood dripped out of the meat onto the bread, right? Kikar. Shechatach aleh basa. Look at Rashi over here. The first wide lines, Rashi. Keshu chotech min atzli. Okay, this is we're talking about a piece of meat that was grilled, and now you're holding it, right? Not cooked in a pot, grilled, right? Asur le'ochla. You can't eat the bread. Why? Rashi mipnei she'adam yotze ve'nivlabo. Because the blood came out of this meat, right, which you were grilling, had blood in it. And blood came out, fall into the thing. Now, not to the salu. We'll see now in a second. Now, the Gemara is like this. Vahani mili, when does this apply? But he raises the point, right? It's already been cooked. Why have we got a problem? He says, this is depending if it's asmik. Look what Rashi says about asmik. What is asmik? You know, when a person blushes, you say samik.
Right?
Dom. Okay, dom. He goes red.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a rushing of blood to the surface of your face. Mm. Right? That's blushing. So, what's asmik when the meat is red? Why has it become red? Look at Rashi. Shaya basar adom shenik taruda. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom over here. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. It's in line with like the very first, the big wide lines of Tosfot. Right? In line with Tosfot. It says, Vahani mili the asmik. Klomar. The asmik abasar michayim when it was alive. Why? Sheheku habahema boto makom v'nitshada. There was a bruise. The meat had got, the animal had got beaten in that spot. And there was a big bruise, a rush of dam, and therefore wasn't a normal case of dam in that piece of meat. And now when you roasted it, there was still a lot of blood contained in the blood. And now you cut the meat and all that blood came pumping out. Okay? Right. Aval klishta. Right? Now klishta, look at Rashi over here. Klishta, I think it means over here, if it's kalush, right? Basically, if it's like, I wrote over here, tsalu. You'll see why I say tsalu. Because look at Rashi, the Vahani Midi Ismechai. We'll see in a second. He said like this, Vahani Midi Ismechai. Look at Rashi now. Shayao Tom Mohel. Right? Hayotze Minabasar Ava was thick. Aval Tzalu Lav Dabu. If it's liquid, it's not. But actually, say, Vahani Midi Ismechai. Aval Kalishta, if the meat over here wasn't very bloody. Right? So late number. Then we got no problem. Okay, I'll take that back. Not Tzalu. The meat was basically just not a bruised piece of meat. Right? It was a regular meat. I don't got a problem. Shmuel, so that's the basically the halacha there, right? Shmuel, if it's bruised meat, cut it over bread, you call it the bread. If it isn't bruised meat, regular meat, you got no problem. Shmuel, shaydele kalve. Shmuel, in a case like this, where he had the bread with blood falling out over it, gave it to his dog to eat. And that piece of bread is lohukkar. Rav Huna, yahay vle shame. Rav Huna gave it to his shamas. Now, if you look at Rashi, you'd understand. If you look at Rashi, you'd understand that the shamas must be Jewish. Why is he Jewish? Look at Rashi. Because he says, yeah, shalei lekalbe, right? And he gave it to Shabbos. So the Gemara says, ma nafshach. What difference between the two? Why did Shmuel give it to his dog and Ravuna gave it to his Shabbos? Look at Rashi. What's the difference? The ihu lo bai lemichle, right? Why? What's the difference? He didn't want to eat it. Ule shamei, but for his Shabbos, safi le isur. He was happy to feed him in isur. Now, if the Shabbos was a goy, it wouldn't be a problem, right? So therefore, the assumption is the Shabbos is Jewish. He was happy to give it to his Shamas. Yeah, so the Gemara says like this. If he says, "Goy, lo ein baya." But now you mean, "As atarohem izesh ashamash ya yodi ki acheretz lo baya." Okay. So he says, "Ma nafshach ishari." If it's mutar, lekulam ishari. It's mutar for Shmuel as well. For Rav Huna to eat. Why do you give it to his Shamas? And even Shmuel, why do you give it to his dog? But the question of Rav Huna, right? He asur, and if it's asur, lekulam asur. Okay, look, cool. I'm asking, yeah, I think it means, I think he doesn't mean a goy as well. I don't think there's any issues. There's not goys, but issues with eating the blood of a bread.
Actually, they're talking about
Rav Huna for both cases, right? I'm saying, so not on Shmuel. Right. He gave it to the dog, is fine. But Rav Huna gave it to Yishamas, if it's mutar for him and Yishamas. If it's asur, it's asur for him and Yishamas. So either he eats it and Yishamas eats it, or him and Yishamas can't eat it because they're both Jewish. That's how I understand the Gemara.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The Lekula Alma of we say Lekula Alma of Lekula Alma of Jews. I think Lekula Alma means Lekula Alma of Jews.
Right.
So the Gemara says, "No, you're right. No problem. Actually, is Mutar according to Rav Huna. That's why I gave it to Shamas. I've asked Shani Rav Huna the Anina Date. We've seen this before, right? Look at Rashi. What's Anina Date? Istanis. Hide the law. Achilay Mishum the Istanis. I've ever law Mishum Yisur. Not because of Yisur. He just couldn't bring himself to eat a piece of bread full of blood. Right? I think all of us in this room would be in the same category. Most of us, I hope. I imagine. Okay. So now." The Gemara says like this, Rava achile, Rava ate it, a case like this, where there was blood on the bread, the karile, and he called the bread chamar basar, miti, wani bread. Wine bread, right? Look at Rashi. Chamar basar, yaina basar. Right? Chamar from the readiness, right? So now Amar Abnachman, Amar Shmuel, ein menichin klita. We had this the other day. We had this yesterday. It was at Beit Gadi or something, Beit Dagi. I think Rashi will say in a second. He says, "Ein manichin kli tachat basar." If you're cooking meat, right, on a grill, don't put this like drip tray underneath it, right? Ad shi kale kol mareh ad mitshibu, until all the red has run. In other words, the meat's going to start exuding red stuff, which is the blood. Eventually, it'll become clearer, and then it's more. It's what we call mohal. That's just the gravy, so to speak, of the meat. And that's okay. Look at Rashi, yeah. Ad shi kale. Ein menichin kli. Rashi says, "Bei dugi." Right, we don't. El daf from yesterday daf. Bei dugi. Ad shi kale. Shehe kol damo kfar niflat mimenu.
Right.
So now the Gemara says, "Minai yadira." And how do we know when that'll be the case? How do we know? When do we know that? So Amar Zutra Mishmeit Rapapa Amar Mishetale Timrato. What does that mean? When the smoke comes out of it, right? Male Timra. Right. This is book of Rashi. Ashan. Mishetale Timrato. She abasar male ashan. Now, Rashi brings another lashon here. Look at this, interesting. It says, Mishale Ashan, when the meat starts to smoke. Lishna Chuna says, Rashi's got another version. It says, Sheyehu Agechalim Adin Ashan, when the coals start. Now, we all know that from making a barbecue, right? Mm-hmm. That if the fats drips onto the coals fire up, or whatever the case is. Right? Agechalim Adin Ashan, when the coals start making. She calls man she adam shotet alehem, so long as blood is pouring out of the meat and dripping onto the coals. The coals are extinguishing all the time and relighting. They're like from the water liquid. When it's the fat that starts dripping out, right? They make smoke. Lashon Mori. That's his teacher. Rashi quotes his teacher. Okay, so that will be Mishat Aletim. Now we've got a kasha. Matki Varam Ashi. So he says, you telling me that how do we know when we can start putting this tray underneath? From when Mishetale Ashtimrato. Now the question is, what does it mean? We saw the two different answers. The bottom line is, we understand that the meat has gone through a certain process because it's been heated up by the coals. So Gemara says, right, Rav Ashi brings a kashya. He says, V'dilma tata mata ila lo mata. Maybe only the bottom of the meat, the tata, underneath, the tachat, right? That's mata, has got to that stage where it's ready. But ila, the meat on the top, on the other side, the upper meat, hasn't yet, right, because you've got to turn the meat over. Exactly. Nitzle. The bottom part facing the coals, that's cooked very nicely. But it hasn't yet nitzle. So Ella. So that's Ella. The Ella, we know that, right? The Gemara basically accepts that kafa. It says, you're right. That can't be the case. So what do we do? How do we do this? How do we put this? When do we put this? This drip tray underneath and start catching. Because basically we want the shuman. That's also important. You'll see the second one. The Rabbanu Gershom here makes sense out of it. We actually want the fat. We want the fat. We want it for some reason, either to eat it or to use it for cooking, whatever the case was. If you look here, take a second. Look at Rabbanu Gershom, the very, very last lines of Rabbanu Gershom. Before we get to it, he says, so what do you do? He says, Amar Ashi, late takanta. There's no way to deal with this. Ela, meshade bei tartei galilei milcha. You put two pieces of melach into this tray. Now, how does that help us, the melach? We saw yesterday already. Look here. Look at the Gershom at the bottom here. He says, Ela Abba Rav Ashi, right? Late letter kind of very, very last line here of Rabbi Gershom. Late letter kind of klomar ain bo takana l'shuman for this fat shemekablin tachad hashipud ad sheyizrok, until what do you do if you want the fat? Ad sheyizrok bo bekli samelach sheyishkon hadam shebo lemata min hashu. We saw that concept yesterday of shachen, where the shachen means they live as neighbors as opposed to mixing up. So the salt will cause the blood and the fat to separate. So the blood will be attracted to the salt, and the fat will then stay in the middle of the bowl. Right? Remember we had this yesterday? You with me? So it said like that. Look here. Ubatar hachi shafile. Now this isn't in the Gemara, by the way. The Gemara says umeshafile. But now, Rabbeinu Gershom with a slightly different gear, sir. It says ubatar hachi shafile. And then after that, what do you do? It says klomar. Achar shiye hadam lemata min hashuman. After we've got to the case where the blood is beneath the fat and they've separated, yerikenu mil kli el kli ashuman. Pour the shuman, the fat, out of that kli into another kli. The yishaer hadam bekli, and the blood will remain in the existing kli. Uma sheyarik mi kli el kli, and what you pour into the other kli, hu mutar devadai ein bo dam. Okay, that's the solution over here. Basically, use salt as a separator, and you're going to get the fat will rise. And then pour that fat very carefully into another bowl, and you can use that. Look at that. That's what Mishfaya. That's basically what the Gemara said. And that's Rashi over there. Shofer yayin lechavero. When you pour wine, like decanting, like kulir. Klomar, yare ha-shuman ha-elyon benachat mikli el-kesh. Be very careful. Do it carefully. There's going to have a dambos or a mix. V'ra'iti, Rashi says. V'hilchuk betolot. That's in the sefer of the Bahag. The dafka nakat trei glala. The Gemara didn't just say stam, two pieces of salt. Right, klomar ma'at melach. You're very careful with only very little bit of salt. Aval melach harbe, if you put too much salt into this bowl, posek koach adam, it's going to stop the blood's chemical behavior. Vosek kamay, or basically just cause the dam to melt and become like water. Vuhu nechar umitarel mashuman, and it'll mix in with the fat. So be careful when you put in too much salt, says Rashi. My advice to everybody is don't try this, okay? I'm going to try. Okay. My Rav Achim Red, Rav Ikin, Rav Ashi. Rav Achim Red says to Rav Ashi, Mi Amar Shmuel Achi? Did Shmuel already say this? Look at Rashi. What is his question over here? Dela Achar Shi Yikale Kol Mare Admumit Shebo Mutar. That once the blood, as the redness has gone out.
Is this before they taught about Malicha? I mean, so we don't have this problem. We've done Malicha already.
But if you grill meat, you have to do melicha.
This is assuming there was no melicha.
No, if you grill meat, you have to do melicha. We're right, talking about grilled meat. Cooked, that's why I said there's nothing. We're not about cooking meat here. This is all to do with grilled meat, that they never salted.
Even our grilled meat, yes.
Okay, today our meat comes from the butcher kosher. But let's say 30 years ago, I don't know, maybe 30 is a little bit, maybe even more. I'm 52. 50. So about 48 years ago, 50, I remember my mother still kashering, like getting meat and having and coming, and you'd kasher it at home. You'd have like a kashering tray, etc. I was 3-4 years old.
It was part of our bar mitzvah. We had to learn
how to kasher.
We had to kasher meat really, for our bar mitzvah.
Wow, okay. Wow. So England wasn't, we were more advanced in South Africa. No. But 50 years ago, let's say, you bought your meat, it was shechted, but it wasn't kosher, it wasn't salted. So you could probably roast it, you could go grill it outside at a barbecue and not kasher it. Or if you wanted to cook it, you'd salt it. So we're talking here, imagine about meat that wasn't salted. But you're right, if it was salted, then the blood's gone. The blood's gone.
What do we call it? Something, the alma?
Mohal ba'alma.
Yeah.
We'll see it now. This is coming up. Aaron, this is the famous stuff. Yeah. This is Masa Nerashi, it's from this stuff. It's the Tosfot over here. We'll see how we're doing. Karma, who's discussing. Okay, Amar of Achim, so he says like this. Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi? Does Shmuel already say this? L'achar shikale komari agmit shebo mutar? In other words, what comes out of it after that is mutar. In other words, once the redness has gone, whatever else comes out of the meat is now kosher. Right? V'ha Amar Shmuel. Didn't Shmuel say, kikar shechatach alei basar asu l'ochla? We saw here that even if the meat came, you cut a piece of meat over a piece of, and it was cooked. With a cooked piece of meat. And the blood came out onto a roll. You can't eat the roll. So there it was a cooked piece of meat. Look at Rashi, Amar Shmuel. V'hai basar kfar nitzla. It was roasted. It was grilled. It was cooked meat. Mm-hmm. And he still said that when you cut it over bread, what dropped out of it onto the bread, you can't eat the bread. So how could he say, Shmuel, that what drips out after the grilling, you can eat? Mm. Stira. He said, Nashani Hatam, why? The Agav Duchke de Sakina Palit. He says, a little bit different. Why? There, the sharp, we saw maybe with the stone of the radish, the Duchke de Sakina, that pressure of the knife. He says, yeah, the sharpness, the pressure of the knife on the meat, right, causes other blood inside the meat to pop out, which you wouldn't have been able to eat.
The
tzliya helped you, right? Now, you know, so now your question will be, what's your question? What's the obvious question? How could you eat it? Okay, so there is a case of basa shezaz from makol makom, right? There's a difference between blood inside. We aren't going to now, it's complicated, but blood in meat, if it's in the same place and it gets cooked, that blood is like part of the meat. Once it moves, it becomes a problem. Okay, so now look at Rashi, yeah? He says, no, when it's on the grill and it's roasting, once we get to that stage where it's smoking, whatever the smoking is, if it's the meat to smoking or the coals, depending on the two lashon of Rashi, the fire won't make the blood come out any longer. And what does come out after is just basically the shumanim, the fats. Right, when you cut it, the kovesh alav et asakin, you push down this knife on it. Hu dochko, and now the im nishar bo dam, dochko v'hu yotze. Okay, so it's a little bit different. On the grill, the fire isn't enough to make that blood come out, but if it's the sharp knife and it cuts out, then you can't. Because that's Shmuel's problem, that's his difference. Okay, Amrav Nachman, now we have a aloha here. Amrav Nachman, dagim v'ofot. If you salt, now you're doing salting, and you've got dagim and ofot. You've got chicken and fish on the same table. Shemalchan ze im ze. And you're salting them together. Now look at Rashi. Rashi says, lav dafka dagim. Look at Rashi over here. He says, dagim ofot. He says, lav dafka ofot. So not necessarily chickens. Techo basar. The kosher came basar achia. Much more so as regular meat. Lefi shehu kashe mi basar ofot. Because it's even harder. More stronger, right? In other words, it absorbs longer and it pushes out blood longer. Right, so if you're salting fish and meat or chicken together, asurin, you can't eat it. It's asur, right? Why is it asur? Rashi says, yeah, it says in square brackets in the Rashi, hadagim levadan. The meat's not asur. The fish is asur. Why is the fish asur? Shehadam yotze min abasar v'nivla bedagim. The blood that came out of the meat is going to go into the fish. So now you've got bread. Fish full of bread. It's like, but yeah, it's not cooked yet. Shmuel was about cooked. This is about raw.
Right.
This is proper blood. Right? Okay. We saw that Ravun had no problem eating it. Right? And Rav had no problem eating it in those cases.
Right.
But Shmuel was machm. Right? But yeah, it was Rav, eh? Rav Achile. The chicken's okay. The meat's okay. The fish is the problem. Why? Why? Because the fish, the actions are different. Is the reaction different? Look at the why is it Asur? Look at Rashi. How does this happen? Give us an example. It says, also another important halacha here. When you're salting meat, you've got to salt meat in a bowl or on a tray that's got holes that the blood can drip out. If you put the meat into a bowl like this, when you put the salt in it, you've done nothing. Because basically the salt is going to draw out the blood. The blood's going to sit in the pot. The meat's going to sit in its blood. It's going to absorb the blood back into it. Now it's blood that left the meat, come back into the meat. The meat's basically full of blood. So it's actually manuka, right? Like holes, so that the blood can all drain out. Very important. Klisha manuka, right? It's like an amrav nachman dagi mashulcha. Hechidami, iba klisha and manuka. What are we talking about? Yeah, with this fish and the meat together. If it's in a klisha and manuka, so what do we care if it's fish and meat or fish and chicken? I feel offot for offot. Now me asu, even if it's just fish, chicken, and chicken, it'll be asu. So we can't be discussing a case where it's in a klisha and a manukav, right? Which would have been a bit more makil. Would have said, if it's a klisha and a manukav, then the fish and the meat is a problem. But if you did fish and meat together in a klisha manukav, it would be okay. The word says, no. Iba kli manukav, right? So then it says, what's it? I feel dagim offot nami shari. That's the havamin of the Gemara. Okay, if it's menukav, the word says no. Olam v'kli menukav. We're speaking here about a kli menukav with holes in it. V'dagim, and why are the dagim asur? Even when there's holes and the blood can all drip out, it says mishum derafu kramayu. This membrane, the outer membrane on the fish, is rafu. It's softer. Look at Rashi. Mishum derafu kramahu krom shlein rach. The outer membrane is soft. right? And kadmi upalti, and therefore, because it's soft, when you put salt in it, it reacts very, very quickly. So immediately before the meat has started reacting, the fish has started reacting and starts polite, throwing out its blood. And so Stan, the mechanics of the situation is as follows. When the animal is busy, when we saw the other day, we said it when it's polite, it's tarud, and therefore it can't bolea. When it's busy pushing out blood, it's busy, and therefore it hasn't got the time, so to speak, to absorb blood. It can't push out blood and absorb at the same time. When it's finished pushing out its blood, now the meat relaxed, now it can absorb blood. So what's happening is the fish is soft, the salt works on it very quickly, the blood goes out very quickly, and now the fish has finished pushing out the blood and it's ready to start absorbing. And now the meat, which was harder, took longer to push out blood. The fish already stopped pushing out its blood. It's now absorbing the blood from the meat. Mm. That's the process. Okay, look in the Gemara. Right? It says like this. Upalti. So it says, kadbe upalti. The ofot kamiti, right? And they slower. Batar de nichi dagi. When the fish already rested, after it sent out all its blood. Palite ofot. Now the chickens or the meat start still busy sending out its blood. Vahadar bale mine. And now the fish absorbs it from there. Okay? I think that's right. So now.
Then you can't resalt the fish and get the blood. And
No, that's done. Done, finished. You can salt it for its own blood. What is balua? Right. Well, it is such as maybe.
You did say something here about just cutting off a clipper on the fish.
So look, the Rashi is asked by Iris and you can cut to the clipper. I'll be honest with you, I don't want to spend too much time on it because let's be honest, I mean, how many people here salt their meat and fish together, right? Nobody. All right.
But the point is when it's pushing, it doesn't... Can't
pull. Well, that's the thing, right. When it's pushing, it can't pull, exactly. That's the ikar here. Polet eno bolea.
Right.
When it's naich, it's bolea. And the meat is polet more. I wanted to get to this toss, but we're not going to have time, I don't think. We're running out of time. Okay, let's quickly go quickly, all right? We're part of a kamat, part of what? Rav Mari by Rachel. Remember this Rav Mari by Rachel? Why is he called by Rachel? We had this before. Remember there were Shmuel's daughters were taken captive and then she married the one of them and he converted? That was Rachel, right? So she was pregnant and then he converted. So remember he took her name by Rachel. That's her. I think that's her. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I think that's her. Imlach Lei. Did they mention her?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Imlach Lei Basar. So now, Rav Mari by Rachel. Imlach Lei Basar Shchuta Bahadar Basar Treifa. Now, he salted kosher meat with treif meat. Right? We're not talking about now fish and meat. We're talking about treif meat and kosher meat. After the Kamei Rava, obviously by mistake, right? He found out afterwards. He came to Rava. Amarle. So Rava now quotes a pasuk. He says the pasuk he quotes is from in Vayikra. Ele hatmeim lachem. These are what are tamei to you. V'chol asheret. With regard to shatzim, with regard to the tumah. Right? So he says over here to Rava, he says hatmeim. Why is there hat? Look at Rashi. He says hat meim hey yatira. This hey of hat meim says a yitur. Could have just said elut meim lachem. Why does it say ele hat meim? So he says the Rava the gabe hat meim lachem b'chol asheret. Is a ribui here? Lesor tziran verotvan v'kipa shelahen to come and teach an extra limud here to oser. Those you got the kuta Rashi there. He goes that the tziran is the shuman hadag, the fat of the dag. Rotvan, rotev, or the gravies. Kippa, we saw there's risuke basar, all the things are left over in the pot. Shelahen, look at Rashi there. Lesor, tziran, firme basar v'tavlin. Hanikfa v'shlek, there are all the left like stuff that congeals the sides of the pot. V'kevan d'tzarich, the tziran asur, since it's gravies asur. Mitasar habasar hashachut. Machmar tzira treifa. The kosher meat now becomes treifa, the tzir, the gravy of the treif meat. Shehu noach livla min adam. Which is basically, once it's stopped poleting now, it's noach. The gravy that continues running out of the treif meat will be absorbed now into the kosher meat after the melicha process has stopped. And therefore, it's going to treif the meat. Now, we got 1 minute. Just look at this Rashi. Go to the Tosfot very quickly. It's a long Tosfot, Dagim Rafa. Go down to from the bottom of that Tosfot. See where the word Hatmeim La Asor Tziran? Right? Count from there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines. 9 lines, and it says there, Kedish Shetzanu. Right? See that? towards the end of the line. Right, gabe gdi shetzalu v'chavu v'heiches sheshes yedei. We've got to say gabe gdi shetzalu v'heiches sheshaha habasar b'melach. Keshidate. He's talking about the case over here. Where sheshaha habasar b'melach keshiut tzlia. If we've got a case where we salted meat, and now it sits in the salt for a period of time that it would have been enough to cook it, al daf echad on the same plate. On the same shelf. Wake him up, this is important, right? Adaf echad, sleep off. Right? V'achar kach. And then you took it, husam begigit, and you put it into a pot. Talking about a klish and a menuka without holes in it. V'shaha sham kol alayla. So you had salted it on a table for long enough for cooking.
Okay.
Right? That's the time you have salted it, right? 18 minutes is basically the time, right?
Okay.
And then you left it in this pot the whole night. V'achar kach nimtza kli malei mitz min ha-maliach sheyatza min ha-basa. And now, basically, you salted the meat. And that 18 minutes is already enough to have got all the blood. And now you took that pot, that meat, and you left it in a bowl overnight. And you come the next morning, you find that there's all this liquid in the pot. And now, what do you think? It's been sitting overnight in its blood. And now it's basically basar back with dam. Right, he says, Ira ma'aseh beveito shel Rashi. This happened in Rashi's house. This is a famous classic. Look at Google, you'll see ma'aseh b'Rashi. Take a shot to the Tosfot.
Okay.
I think. Somebody Google ma'aseh b'Rashi.
Pass
me your Gemara. The Shaha Sham Kol Laila. Yeah, it says, Basar Sham Ira ma'aseh beveito shel Rashi. Just, if somebody Google ma'aseh b'Rashi, just, okay, we have to know what to do that. Right? Vedos Rashi. Veheshiv. And Rashi said, the mi'achar sheshaha basa b'melach kadei shiur korim shusam b'kli. Since the meat in the salting process had already been enough time on the shelf, right, for long enough. Ein hamayim anim tzi'im b'kli min dam. What's now in the kli is not blood. Ela mochal b'alma. Some versions of mochal, some mochal. Right? Basically, it's just the liquid, just sear gravy. V'chein nire, and that's how Tosfot says it, how it appears. It says, V'teida, she'oto ha-mochal hu heter miyad, k'she'shaha shi'ut sliyahu mutar la'adicho ulevashlo be'kedaira. Af api sh'no yifrat menu ha-mochal ha-yotze achar kef en yisona mi ha-mochal machmat ha-melach, she'al ha-basar she'nimche betocho. It's all kosher, wash it off, eat it, and enjoy.